Good afternoon, you're listening to ECB. This is Daz in the Hat with a great day of live music right through from 12 right through till 8 o'clock this evening. And now we've got Dan Carroll with us to tell us a bit more details. Hello, Dan.
Thanks, Daz. We've been working for the last couple of weeks to coordinate this live showcase spectacle. We've got a whole host of excellent young musicians who are going to come and play for us. We're also going to combine a series of sessions over the last 2 years because we've been working on a project which has been supported by Youth Music. The idea behind the project is to support young musicians to get their music out on the radio, also support people who want to make music through a range of workshops, music seminars, music industry talks, whole host of different things. So over the next 7 hours, we're going to be showcasing and celebrating 2 years of Youth Music on BCB Radio. Coming up, we've got a live performance. Then we've got some music from Rebecca Shelley, who's an amazing musician who lives in Shipway. Then Becky Brill's going to be live in the studio with Daz. Then we're going to hear a session recorded by Vanessa Maria, who came down, who's another excellent musician locally. Then Daz is going to take over between 2 and 4 with his Saturday sessions. Then we've got Evie Gallagher live in the studio, followed by a pre-recorded session from the amazingly talented Millie Lee. Then in the afternoon, it goes all urban. That's when the rappers and the grime artists come down. We're going to have live music from Shades, Red Alert, Twin 2. And then last but not least, Brooke and Sandra recorded a show with the director, CEO of Youth Music, on his visit to Yorkshire. And we're going to play that to close us off at 6:30 tonight. So action-packed all day long.
It sounds great. So keep on listening to BCB for some great music.
That's right. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and keep updated with our social media as I'll be posting photos and content throughout the course of the day. But Daz will take it away.
Yes, yeah, and a great way of taking it away is Ben Jordan here. Hello, Ben.
Hi, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And it's nice to see you again.
Yeah, yeah.
You came on, it must be about a couple of months ago now, for one of my afternoon stretch shows.
Yep.
So, do you want to take us away, first of all, with a song?
Yeah, I'm going to play Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers, which is a song I played last time I came, but I still like it.
Great. So here we are, Ben Jordan with Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Every time she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. She goes away. And I know they ought to leave a little thing alone, 'cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime when she goes away.
And as great as usual. So what have you been doing since we last saw you?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to lots of open mic nights at the weekends, small kind of gigs, things like that. Just trying to get my name out there.
Right, because I've seen you a couple of times since the show up at Buskers.
Yeah, Martinez, it's a really great place there because it's like an open mic night where you get to perform, you get some coin at the end, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, they send round the bucket or whatever it is around, don't they, and send it round After every performance, or every singer, should I say. And we've got somebody coming in later on from Martinez, haven't we, Becky?
Yeah, so, is Cornell coming in?
Cornell's coming for my Acoustic Saturday show, which is between 2 and 4. Yeah, there'll be, it's going to be a full buskers day, is that, because there's Cornell Daly, there's Julian Sorcher, Paul Mawson and Alan Eaton. So, 2 hours of, 2 more hours of great music. Yeah, so you're rushing off after this, aren't you?
Yes, after I finish with you, I'm going to Bailden Carnival, which is at the Rugby Club in Bailden, and from 2:30, in the acoustic tent playing there.
Oh, great. And you've got other gigs coming up, haven't you? We'll talk about those in a while, but In the half an hour, I'd like to get some more music out. If you'd like to play for us,
yeah, I think I might play a new song that I've just learnt, which is "To Be With You" by Mr. Big.
All right, great.
So this is "To Be With You." Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad.
So you were saying that's a new song for you?
Yeah, yeah. Learned like last week.
Right. And what makes you choose? How do you decide which songs you're going to sing?
Well, Spotify has this this great feature where it plays you new songs that are linked to what you listen to.
Yeah.
And this one came up, and the guitar just really great strumming, and I just thought, let's have a go at that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I did.
Very good. So are you gonna start writing your own music? Have you thought about that?
Yeah. I've tried a couple of times, but never finished anything.
Right.
It's harder than it looks. Some people are very talented at it.
Mm.
And I'm not sure my gift is in writing music, but I'm going to have a go, in the future.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of money to be made anyway, and there's a lot of places you go that just love hearing the cover versions anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, have you heard of Sarah Widdop?
Yeah.
All she sings is cover versions, and she goes everywhere. And she's certainly very talented. She was on one of my first Acoustic Saturday shows, and she was talking about that. And she was saying that, pretty much the same as you said, you know, she doesn't feel as though she's up to writing her own songs, but she's quite happy to sing cover versions. And I mean, she goes everywhere, you know, and she does a lot of the recruiting for the Potting Shed in Bingley as well, and Beverley. I think it's the whole pot, you know, the Potting Shed. The whole Potting Shed change. Thank you. I was having problems finding the words there. I think it was my teeth that were getting stuck. So, right. So, have you got any more music you'd like to play?
Yeah, this is a very, very new song. I learnt it last night.
Right. Oh, so
this
it is.
This is a song by Jake Bugg, and it's called Lightning Bolt.
Right. I must be feeling up, getting old now, because some of these people I've never heard of, so... I do apologise to people out in BCB land that will be shouting at me, but, you know, there's certain things, when you get to a certain age, you know, you're just full of certain music. But anyway, right, back over to Ben.
I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Morning, it's another pure grey morning. Tired and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. No one here tonight can only disguise the path of a lightning bolt. I met her and the angel parted for her, but she only brought me torture. But that's what's happened when you are standing in the path of a lightning bolt.
Well, to say that you only learnt that last night, you did very well.
Thank you.
So, will you be playing that this afternoon, do you think? Or?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. How long are you going to be on this afternoon at Bailden?
I'm not sure. Is it about half an hour slots, maybe? Yeah, half an hour.
Right. So, if anybody wants to come up and hear you, whereabouts is it and how would they get there?
So
can you tell us?
Bailden Rugby Club, which is on Jenny Lane in Bailden,
yeah.
BD176S. H,
right.
From 2:30, yeah, the Bailden annual candle.
Right. And if anybody wants to get in contact with you, how do they do it?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Ben Jordan at Cullingworth Artist on Facebook. My Twitter is at Ben_Giorgio3, and so is my Instagram. So.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll put some details on my website because I think. There's still your shows on my website, dazzlingthehat.com. So the show that you did the songs that you played when you were on the afternoon stretch, and I'm sure I've put contact details on that, but I'll put your Twitter contact on there as well. So if you send that through to me, I'll sort that out. Yeah, so we've still got quarter of an hour, so we're not doing too bad. So... Do you want to give us another couple of songs, or do you want to have a bit of chat?
You'll love this one.
Right, go on.
This is Marvin Gaye, Heard Through the Grapevine.
Yes. Now, talking about songs, I was telling somebody about your version of New York, New York.
Yeah.
And I played it for them and they were very, very impressed. You know, I don't know whether you'd be up to...
Okay, yeah, I can give you a version of that if you want.
That'd be great.
The same as the one last time, because it's all a little bit improvised, but we'll
yeah.
go.
Yeah, that'd be great. But first of all, yeah. we've got Heard It Through the Grapevine. You can certainly put a song together. There's no two ways about that.
Thank you.
What do you see as the future for you, Ben? Are you wanting to go forward and make this as a living, or?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment I'm doing performing arts, singing, yeah. acting, and guitar. But I feel that in the future, what I want to do is more, the gigging and the music around the local area, which it's what I enjoy most.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you see yourself staying as a solo artist, or maybe hooking up with a group? Or
yeah, no, I'd like to stay solo. I'd like to get to where Liam and Cornell, people like that, are at the moment.
Yeah.
Where they're perfectly happy, just playing what they do, and it's great.
For those out there in BCB land, Liam and Cornell, they're involved in Buskers. It's a open mic night every second Sunday of the month at Martinez, and there are also other places. I think there's certainly Ilkley, Ilkley and Bingley, and they are great venues to get down to. There is actually a Buskers night at Bingley tomorrow, starting about 8:30 to 8:30, so I'll certainly be there.
I'll be there.
Jordan will be there, so if you're really enjoying the music this afternoon, should I say, we're at 12:20, do pop down, and there'll be a lot of other good singers as well. And there might even be Myla, who's coming in, who will be playing later on, and Rebecca Brill, who not only she'll be doing half an hour on this lot of music on Sounds of the City, but she'll be joining me, Cornell, Julian, Paul and Alan in the studio for a short time as well. So, yeah, do keep do stay tuned in and come down to Buskers if you can make it.
You can find out more about Buskers on my Facebook, which is Ben Jordan, or you can find it on Cornell Daily Facebook.
Yes, yeah, and I think if you go on to Facebook, Buskers at Martinez, if I remember rightly. Yeah, but you'll certainly be able to get it on Cornell's Facebook and also Jordan's. So we've got 10 more minutes. Which song would you like to...
I'm going to play the New York, New York.
Great. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to this.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
And that was another great version. I see what you mean. Yeah, on Facebook, do you want to read out your Facebook details?
Once again, it's Ben Jordan at Cullum of Arctic.
Right. Yeah, so, and we will be putting those details up on BCB and say I'll put it on Daz in the Hat as well for people to link in with that. And yeah, and that was another, I see what you mean about improvised version.
It changes.
Yeah, but I think that's what makes it fresh and very good. Yeah, so, again, for people that didn't listen to the afternoon stretch, what brought you into doing that version?
Yeah, well, it's my gran's favourite song.
Right.
So I learnt it for a gig I was doing where she lives.
Right.
In a sheltered accommodation. So I decided to make, obviously, just with the Hit the Road Jack, which is, you know...
Ray Charles.
Yeah. Just decided to make a blues version of it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's great. So we've got about six to 8 minutes. So do you want to tell us a bit about the gigs you've got coming up?
So yeah, I'm playing the Building Carnival this afternoon. Tomorrow I'm playing Busfield Arms in East Morton at 5:45.
Right.
I'll be at Buskers with Daz in the evening.
I must say, though, I will not be singing. I certainly won't be singing, so please... No. I'd empty the place. You know, there is a reason why I support live music and I don't sing, so...
And then Saturday the 15th, which is a couple of weeks' time, or next week, playing at the King's Head in Keighley at 5:30. And I'm doing a show... Some performance out shows, if we can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll play that. We'll talk about that after this next song.
Do you want some Johnny Cash?
Yes, certainly.
So this is Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah.
I hear the train a coming. It's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on, but that train keeps on rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told my son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Mm-hmm. mother drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep on moving. That's what tortures me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
A great tribute to the Man in Black. So, right, so you were saying something about some other gigs you've got coming up, weren't you?
Yeah, so I go to Stage 84, which is the York School of Performing Arts, and I'm doing two shows with the machine. I'm doing a Broadway musical showcase.
Right.
It's at Bingley Little Theatre on the 21st and 22nd this month, and the playing Sister Act, I'm doing Sister Act.
Yes, yeah.
Not sure on the dates of that one, but it's on my Facebook.
Right.
I'm playing the 23rd at Marley Playing Fields, which is the Colour Run for Marlands, the Colour Run. And then I'm coming home and playing outside my own home.
Right.
Which I'm not going to broadcast the address, but I'll be pulling with the Scarecrow Festival.
Right.
That's Busking for Brass for Marlands. Yeah. And then I'm playing the 27th of August at the Millhill Brew House at 5 p.m. for Paul Ginetta's acoustic.
Great. So how are you contacted by the venues, or do you approach them yourself?
It's a bit of both. Right. So through Facebook you can get a lot of connections.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Obviously a big thanks to my dad, because he just sort out quite a few of my places I'm going. So yeah, that's helpful. Yeah.
Right, so it's not just if anybody's wanting to find out where you're playing or contact you, it's for venues as well. They can contact you through that.
Yeah, and I usually put on my Facebook where I'm playing as well, so on my social media.
Right.
So people can find out where I'm playing or get in touch about playing new venues.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we've got just over 3 minutes to go. Do you want to play us out, Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to play Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers.
Right. So thank you very much for coming into the studio, Ben. It's great to see you again.
Thanks, guys.
And for anybody in BCB land that would like to contact Ben, we'll put all the details on the BCB website, Twitter, and I'll put it on my Dazz in the Hat site.
This is Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers. Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands, Grandma's hands soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache and sometimes swell. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hands, Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, oh, they really came in handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for? He didn't jump a wild pole call, but I don't got Grandma anymore. And if I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hands. Thanks.
Welcome. Grandma's Hands, I think that was called, was that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's Ben Jordan. Thank you very much for coming in to join us today.
Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome. And coming up next is Rebecca Shelley. So, if you're wondering, this is what you're listening to today.
You're listening to BCB Radio. This is the sounds of the city. The show that celebrates BCB's music project, featuring young musicians from across the district and the best of some of the live sessions. Only here on BCB 106.6 FM. Sounds of the city, sounds of our city. On your community radio station, www.bcbradio.co.uk.